Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today, in celebration of the Festival of Purim, we present the Purim play, written by Joseph Mindel.
Once, not so long ago, there was a boy who ran away and traveled further than you might expect. Oh, there's no need to be alarmed, for this was in the joyous season of Purim, when only good things happen, and he returned safely, only a little older and a little wiser. His name was Daniel, and this is how it began.
Children, Purim is only a week off. Let's get on with the rehearsal of our Purim play. Everybody in your places, please. Courtiers, all of you stand behind the throne. Quickly now. Daniel?
Yes, Miss Esther?
You're a courtier, aren't you?
I am? I mean, yes, I am.
Well, then take your place with the others. Why are you staring at me, Daniel?
I'm sorry.
Is there a smudge on my face?
Oh, no. You're so pretty, Miss Esther.
Thank you, Daniel. Now, King Ahasuerus, you're seated on your throne.
Okay.
Oh, no, not like that. Not slouched down like in the movies. Sit on your throne like a king.
But how can I? It's only a chair.
Well, never mind. For the performance, you'll have a real throne. Come on, sit up.
Okay.
Well, that's better. Now, Haman, you're standing to one side of King Ahasuerus.
Like this?
That's it. Can't you look a little more evil?
Like this, Miss Esther?
Well, maybe not quite so evil. Is everybody ready? Good. All right, we'll do the whole scene. The music, please. Your Majesty.
Be still, Haman. Can't you see I'm listening to my royal musician?
Well, pardon, sire, but this is important.
My compliments to the players. Now, Haman, what is it?
It's about the Jews, Your Majesty.
Well, what about them?
You remember my plan? That is, our plan.
Plan? Oh, yes, of course.
I've written the letters myself.
Letters?
To the governors of all the 127 provinces in Your Majesty's kingdom, giving them instructions. The letters need only your approval.
You take my time with such a matter, Haman? Here is my ring, with the royal seal. Attend to everything by yourself.
I am honored, Your Majesty.
Just a minute, Haman. Those letters. What's in them?
Our orders. I mean your orders, sire. On the 13th day of the 12th month, the governors are to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all Jews.
No.
Both young and old, little children and women. All.
No!
So that... Miss Esther, Danny made me forget what I'm supposed to say.
Daniel, I'm surprised at you.
He mustn't do it.
But you're interrupting the rehearsal.
Young and old, even little children. Somebody must tell the king that Haman is bad.
It's only a play, Daniel. About long ago.
But it really happened. Why didn't somebody tell the king? Gee, what's wrong with Danny?
Besides, Danny, it all turns out well in the end.
How do you know?
Well, because...
And how did they know when it was happening?
Danny, we have to get on with the rehearsal.
Those poor people, how frightened they must have been. And the children...
Now, that's enough, Danny.
Miss Esther... Maybe if somebody told the king how bad Haman was.
We can't change history, or even our play. Take your place like a good boy.
But...
Not another word. You're getting upset about a very foolish thing. And if you can't cooperate, you'll have to leave.
Danny! Oh, Miss Esther, Miss Esther, how can you know? How can you be so sure that everything turns out all right?
What'd you say, Sonny? Honey, running off like that.
Daniel walked in the street for a long time until he noticed the ground was soft underfoot and that the first shoots of grass were coming up in the park. He was tired, so tired. He lay down in the young grass to rest and to think about things that are very hard for a boy to think about. Slowly his eyes closed, not for very long. When he opened them, he saw before him a great palace in a strange old city.
Why, it's Shushan.
What did you say, boy?
It's the palace of King Ahasuerus.
Yes.
You are Mordecai, sitting in the gate of the palace.
Everyone in the city must know me by now.
Why are you sitting here? Why don't you go in?
Tell me first, what are you called?
Daniel.
Then listen, Daniel. There are seven gates, one behind the other, and each is guarded by a sergeant and five soldiers.
A person could get through.
And if he did?
And he could talk to King Ahasuerus.
What would he say to the king?
He could tell him what Haman is really like.
Maybe he already knows. And if he doesn't, why should he listen to those who speak against his prime minister?
You can at least try.
Sometimes there is wisdom in only sitting in the gate. Daniel, where are you going?
To talk to the king.
Has he sent for you?
I'm not going to wait to be sent for.
Well, Daniel, there is a law that whoever comes before the king unsummoned is put to death. Did you hear what I said, Daniel?
How many gates did you say there were?
And stay out.
Let me go. Get your hands off me. I'll get through next time. You'll see.
Did the guard hurt you, Daniel?
You're still here, Mordecai. It's the outside gate.
I'm always here.
Move aside, Daniel, or the horse will trample you.
Get up, Mordecai.
I am not in your path, Haman.
Get up and show respect to the king's minister.
Get up, Mordecai.
Put the sword away, Haman. You're frightening the boy.
He is not.
It won't be the sword, Mordecai. I have a better idea. You are a Jew.
That is no secret.
You and your people exist here at the pleasure of the king.
No, we have survived the displeasure of many kings.
Have you? I will talk to the king about you and your people. All the Jews in the kingdom will pay for your insolence.
Mordecai, you weren't afraid at all.
Did you think I was afraid, Daniel?
You wouldn't go through the gates to speak to the king.
Daniel, there's more than one way of going through a gate.
Your Majesty...
Must you disturb me now, Haman? I was just about to hear the latest composition of my royal musician.
It's important.
I suppose I must listen to you. Well...
Your Majesty, there is a certain people scattered throughout your kingdom.
Oh, be specific, Haman. There are 127 provinces in my kingdom.
Well, they are in all the provinces. Their laws are different from those of every other people. Their customs are different.
Oh? Is that bad, Haman?
Oh, yeah. You are pleased to joke with me, sire. Who knows better than you how dangerous difference can be to a ruler?
Yes, of course.
For if you permit difference, then independence of mind follows. And even thoughts of equality. And your throne totters.
A very dangerous people, these...
The Jews.
Quite so. Haman, you must issue a decree commanding the Jews to stop being different, to be the same as everyone else.
Oh, they won't change, Your Majesty. They must be destroyed.
Well, that's rather drastic.
Your throne, sire.
Well, if you think it desirable...
Essential. And it will improve the condition of the royal treasury.
Well, then it's settled.
I have taken the liberty to draw up the letters to the governors of all the provinces.
Letters?
Yes, with instructions. On the 13th day of the 12th month, they are to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women.
Oh, I've heard enough.
Let us meet only your approval.
Do you have to bother me with that, too? Here is my ring with a royal sealer. Attend to the matter yourself.
I am honored.
It's only what you deserve, I'm sure. The musicians, I'm ready now. Be still. I was listening to the music. My compliments to the royal musicians. Now, my boy, don't you know better than... How did you get into my royal chamber?
You must listen to me, King Ahasuerus.
You don't even know how to address me. You must say, Your Majesty, or Sire, or Your Royal Highness. Personally, I prefer...
Please, Your Majesty.
Oh, now, don't start crying, boy. I don't like tearful children.
I'm not crying.
Oh, that's better. Now, what is it?
There's something you must know.
Well, then tell me.
It's about Haman. He's a very wicked man.
Of course, as to that, opinions differ. But anyway, I never inquire into the personal morals of my prime minister.
He wants to destroy all the Jews.
You've been eavesdropping, my boy. A very nasty habit.
I have not.
Besides, Haman gave some very sound reasons for what must be done.
It's because he hates Mordecai.
Mordecai?
That's what he's planning to kill all the Jews in your kingdom.
Well, who is this Mordecai?
Only the man who saved your life, that's who.
Do you know what you're saying, boy?
Of course. It's even written down in your court chronicles.
It is? Scribe, bring the royal records.
I have them, sire.
Find me what is written concerning, what is he called?
Mordecai.
Well, find it.
Mordecai. Here it is. In the third month, the 10th day, it came about that the two royal chamberlains conspired to lay hands on the king, and the thing became known to Mordecai, who told it unto Queen Esther.
My dear Esther.
And Esther told the king thereof in Mordecai's name, and when inquiry was made of the matter, and it was found to be so, the chamberlains were both hanged on a tree.
Go on, go on.
There is no more, Your Majesty.
What? No word of a reward for Mordecai?
You see, King? I mean, Your Majesty.
Well, it was an unforgivable oversight.
You cancel Haman's decree against the Jews?
Oh, your mind jumps about. I wasn't thinking of that at all.
And you're just as wicked as Haman.
My boy, sometimes a ruler cannot be both a king and good. And I like being king.
After what Mordecai did?
Mordecai shall be rewarded. But Haman's decree stands.
What did you expect, Daniel?
Mordecai, I thought that if I told him how wicked...
It's strange how opposites come so close together.
What? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Haman condemns all Jews because of me. He endows them all with what he considers to be my vices.
That proves how bad he is.
But what do? You expect the king to save all the Jews because of me. You endow them all with what you consider to be my virtues.
It's not the same thing at all.
It's not the same, and yet it is.
Yes and no, yes and no. You talk like all grown-ups.
No, Daniel. I'm Mordecai, and I talk like Mordecai and no one else, because I'm not the same as anyone else.
Oh.
Headaches from too much talk.
You mix me up so much, I don't even remember what's supposed to happen.
You'll feel better when the pain goes away.
How can I feel better when even you defend King Ahasuerus?
I'm not defending him, Daniel. I was only trying to show you...
Please, Mordecai.
Maybe another time. Besides, now we have to take steps.
Sure. Back to the palace to sit at the gate?
No, boy. Daniel, you feel well enough to carry a message?
Who to?
To Queen Esther, of course.
Why are you staring at me, boy?
I'm very sorry.
Is there a smudge on my face?
Oh, no. You're very pretty.
Thank you. Is that what you came to tell me?
No. Mordecai said to tell you about Haman.
I know about Haman's decree.
He said you must go to the king and plead for your people.
But I cannot go to the king. He knows the king's penalty for those who come to him uncalled.
Yes, Queen Esther.
Tell me, boy, what else did Mordecai, my uncle, say?
He made me learn the words just as he said them. Who knoweth whether thou art not come to thy royal estate for such a time as this?
Yes. Who knows?
What did he mean?
Will you remember my words, too, just as I say them?
If you want me to.
Then tell Mordecai this. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and feast ye for me, as I also will fast. Then will I go unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. Hurry, boy. Run to Mordecai.
Don't go, Queen Esther. Don't go to the king.
You sent for the queen, sire?
Send for her, Haman? No.
Yet she is there, in the doorway.
Oh, so she is. It was not wise, my dear. You know the law.
I throw myself on your majesty's mercy.
Well, how can you hang such a beautiful creature? You're forgiven, Esther, this time. Well, it must have been something important that brought you.
Your majesty.
Ask only me, whatever it is. Even have my kingdom. Ask it, and it shall be yours.
I thank you, sire.
Oh, come now, my lovely Esther. Between us, there is no need for so many your majesties and sires. Couldn't you call me Arthur Swears?
If you command me.
Oh, you keep your distance, don't you? Yet, that is the one of your great attractions. I do not command, my sweet Esther. I beg, I entreat, I implore you.
If my display of affection embarrasses you, Haman, you may leave.
With your permission, sire.
No, wait, Haman.
Well, you may as well stay, Haman. The moment has passed. Well, there was a reason for your coming, Esther, my dear.
I have planned a banquet for tomorrow, your majesty.
Oh, how charming.
If I have found favor in your eyes.
Need you ask, my dear?
Then let the king and Haman come tomorrow to the banquet which I will prepare.
There are occasions when I could do without Haman. But if you want him, he'll be there. A banquet, Haman. Well, what do you say to that?
Your majesty, I am the happiest man in the land to be honored so by the king and his queen. Don't bother to get up, Mordecai.
I did not intend to do so.
You will soon be lifted up. Elevated, you might say. Your gallows are almost finished.
You are very confident, Haman.
You stubborn fool. You won't bend your stiff neck. The hangman will stretch it for you tomorrow.
Come, Daniel. There's no longer any need to sit at the gate of the palace. You're trembling, boy.
Why don't you run away, Mordecai?
Daniel, I have tried to live justly with kindness and with injury to no one. Why should I run away?
But you heard what the hangman said. Tomorrow they'll hang you.
This is today. It takes only an instant to be saved.
How can you be so sure?
Daniel, you don't have to be afraid.
How can you know?
Does it matter how? Maybe because I feel no guilt. Maybe everybody knows in one way or another. What matters is that I know. Daniel, you don't have to be afraid of tomorrow.
More wine, Your Majesty.
Oh, enough, Esther. Sober, I promise you half my kingdom. I better not drink anymore.
Haman?
No more, gracious queen. A prime minister must keep a clear head.
Meaning a king does not, eh?
Your Majesty, I didn't intend...
You're a sly one, Haman. Esther, my dear, you have not made your request of me.
All day, Your Majesty, the carpenters have been building outside my window.
And the hammering disturbed you. Haman, what do you know about this?
Well, they are building a gallows, sire.
Surely there are enough gallows in my kingdom.
Oh, this is a special one. For a special individual.
For Mordecai, Your Majesty.
For Mordecai the Jew, who sits at the gate and refuses to pay respect to Haman, who is second only to the king.
Oh, I am sorry, Your Majesty. I should not burden you with my anger.
Tell me, Haman, what should be done to a man whom the king wishes to honor?
To honor? It is not for me to advise.
Never mind. Tell me anyhow.
For such a man, let royal apparel be brought that the king used to wear, and the king's own horse. And on his head, let there be set a royal crown.
Very good. And now, go and do as you have described to Mordecai, who sits at the palace gate.
To Mordecai, yes. To Mordecai? No, no, I will not.
You forget yourself, Haman. Esther, is this what you wanted? Well, you're crying, my sweet.
It was not only Mordecai who was condemned, Your Majesty, but all his people, who are my people, too.
What? Who has dared to do this to you and your people?
It was Haman's decree.
Of course. Those letters you wrote, Haman.
They were sealed with your royal ring after we talked about...
Not another word. You've made Esther unhappy. You will pay for every tear, Haman.
You look wonderful in your new clothes, Mordecai.
And do I, Daniel? I'll tell you something. My old ones are more comfortable. But now that I am Prime Minister, I suppose I'll have to wear these.
Sound as if you didn't want to be Prime Minister.
Well, the trouble is, people get carried away, especially kings. It would have been enough to repeal Haman's decree. And if it had been up to me, I would simply have taken down the gallows.
Haman only got what was coming to him.
Even if it's true, don't be so bloodthirsty.
Mordecai, will you tell me something?
If I can.
Does it always end like this?
Daniel, what do you think?
You'll catch cold, Sonny, lying on the grass like that.
Huh?
Hey! Hey! Where you running to? Funny kid lying there with his eyes closed. Smiling.
Daniel thought he would run all the way back, but after a while he walked, and all the time the smile was on his lips, even when he came to the door, which was open now, and stood in the doorway and listened to the children.
Bow down to Haman, second only to the king.
I will not do it, Haman.
Bend your stubborn neck or the hangman will.
Hey, Danny's come back.
Hey, Danny. Danny, I was worried about you.
You don't have to worry about me, Miss Esther.
Running off like that.
Aren't we going to finish the rehearsal?
Well, maybe we've had enough for today.
I was watching from the doorway, especially Haman. Miss Esther, you won't mind if I say this to you.
No, go ahead, Danny.
Well, he doesn't make Haman wicked enough. Not nearly bad enough.
If he makes Haman any worse, he'll frighten all the children in the audience.
They don't have to be frightened, Miss Esther.
Oh?
No. Turns out well in the end. It always does, if you wait long enough, Miss Esther. I know.
And if we choose, we know it too. For this is Purim, when Haman plotted and Mordecai was saved. The season when good things happened and a sad story has a happy ending.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Murray Bellow, prominent New York City civic leader. Mr. Bellow.
It has been said that Purim, the festival just depicted on today's program, is the most enduring of all Jewish festivals. If we ask ourselves why this is so, we find the answer to be most apparent. It is because the story of Esther encompasses the most universal symbols of morality and reflects some of the greatest motifs in the history of mankind. Although the setting of this great biblical story is in an ancient city and in an ancient time, it continues to stand as an object lesson in moral behavior. The Book of Esther offers us an insight into the psychology of prejudice. Haman is the symbol of the irrational, unjustified condemnation of a whole group because of the alleged misdeeds of one member of that group. But he suffered the fate of all evildoers, who are finally engulfed by their own wickedness. The momentary conquests of the tyrant are overthrown by the persistent faith and courage of the truly pious and humble. Mordecai was such a pious man. His refusal to proclaim the professed divinity of Haman and his fidelity to his ideals brought down the wrath of the tyrant. The courage of Mordecai and Esther were the more powerful elements in this conflict of values. It is just one more dramatic example of the triumph of good over evil. We have been made aware that evil spreads like a foul disease, contaminating an entire community. But what we often fail to realize is that good, quietly and pervasively, expands its influence over all humanity. Single individuals devoted to the upholding of their ideals succeed in uprooting the causes of evil. In this season of Purim, when we celebrate the triumph of understanding over hatred, we can hope again for the ultimate establishment of a society which will fulfill the biblical ideal and cause all of us to declare how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in peace.
Thank you, Mr. Bellow. Our Eternal Light drama today, the Purim play, was written by Joseph Mindell and presented in observance of the Festival of Purim. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Martin Houston as Daniel, Ralph Bell as Haman, Daniel Occo as King Ahasuerus, Joan Loring as Esther, Guy Rapp as the narrator, Roger DeCoven as Mordecai, Joey Fallon and David Pepper as the boys. The music was written by Morris Pomorski and conducted by Milton Kadams. This has been an NBC Radio Network production under the direction of Edward King. This is Mel Brandt speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Answer the call of the 1954 Red Cross campaign by giving generously. You will help mobilize the defense of your family, your community, and your nation. This is the NBC Radio Network.